Today's Shir is Masechta Menachos, Daf Mem Beis. We will begin Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis. 15 lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan says the Brisa. Tana Rabbanan, Kama Chutin, how many strands? Who knows? Saying, does one put it into the talus? Beshamai Imram Abba. Beshamai says we start with four, which after we put into these four strands are put into the hole, so we end up with eight. And Beis Hillel's opinion is that we start with three strands, and when we double that, it turns out to being six. The Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is based on how we understand the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, G'dil tas l'cha. So he says the word G'dil means two. And if then the Torah says Gedilim, it means another two equal four. Beis Hillel's opinion is Gedil is one thread, Gedilim is two, and then the Pasuk says Psil Tcheles, which adds three. So according to him, we start with three threads that ultimately double into six. We know that when one wears tzitzis, the threads are put through the hole on the corner of the beged, and after they're put through on the hole of the corner of the beged, we then make a knot, and after we make a knot, we make the kriches with the knots in between the kriches, and then afterwards we have the strands sticking out. The kriches, the part that is knotted and looped, is the part that are knotted and looped are called the gedil. Gedil is another way of saying braided. And the part that hangs down is onuf. The Gemara taught us on daf lamed aleph of a lamed tesuba base, noy tcheles, the way tzitzis look nice, is shlish gedil v'shnei shlishi onuf. One third should be the part that is knotted, braided together, and two-thirds should be the part of the strands that are hanging down. What the Gemara now begins to discuss is what is the proper length for the gedil and for the knaf. It says the Gemara, Kamatei Mishlashes, what is the part that should be onuf? What is the part that should be the karach? The Levush points out that this entire discussion that we're having in the Gemara now is only midrabbanan, and as the Gemara, as we just said, based on the Gemara Daf Lamed Tes, because we're focusing on the noy hatzitzis, what is considered that the tzitzis are being made in a way that's beautiful. But midaraisa, he points out, there is no specific length for the gedil and the onuf. The Chaya Adam says that indeed there is no source for these halachas midaraisa. However, midarabanan, there is a minimum that it should be long enough for Kesher Aniva, long enough to make the knot that we've been speaking about very often in our shiurim. So ask the Gemara, based on what we just said, the Kamatei Mishaleshes, what is the proper shiur? Beshamai says that the length of the onuf should be arba, the length of the onuf should be four etzbas. Or by Silaimrim, the length of the onuf should be shalosh etzbas, three etzbas. The Tor and the Shulchan Aruch, and Aruch Haim Simon, Yud Aleph Sif Dalab, quotes the opinion of the Rambam, that the entire length of the tzitzis should be arba etzbas. Rabbeinu Tam's opinion is that the entire length should be 12 etzbos long. And the Shulchan Aruch says that we follow the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. The Paiskim also say that we should put in long strands because we know that by making the knots and the loops, it takes from the length of the tzitzis. And then we have part of the tzitzis that we have discussed and will continue discussing, that are on the beged. The tzitzis themselves are put sholosh etzpos, three etzpos from the beged. And since they're put three etzpos from the beged, that also takes up some space. Sholosh shebe sholosh emrim, says the Gemara, the three etzpos the beisolja said, achas him arba betafach. How is that figured? Achas him arba betafach shall call Adam. That three etzpos are three, each one is a quarter of a tefach, each etzpa. So when we speak about three etzpas, we're talking about three quarters of a tefach. Omra Papa, and Nara Papa says, when we want to know what is the size of a tefach, tefach derais arba begodl, if you're measuring by using the thumb, it should be the shear of four thumbs. Shis bektana, if we're going to use the pinky, it should be six, the space of six. And chamesh betilsop, if we're going to use the index finger, the amount of five, in the width of five index fingers. Rav Huna, says Rav Huna, arba, of the four threads of the tzitzis, should be toich arba, should be put within four etzpos of the corn of the edge of the beged, umishaleshes arba, and it should be top of four etzpos of the beged. That's where the tzitzis, that's where the hole of the tzitzis should be, and that's where the tzitzis should start laying on the beged. Rabbi Yehuda says, b'shalosh, b'toch shalosh, they should put three threads. Again, as we said, Beisel's opinion is that we have three threads. She put on three threads within three etzpa of the edge of the beged, mishaleshes shalosh, and it should be hanging over three etzpas of the beged. To which comments the Gemara, Amara Papa, Hilchasa, what do we do? And this is exactly what we do. Arba, we start with four threads, b'toich shalosh, that are put within three etzpas of the edge of the beged, or mishaleshes, and they should be within, they should be put within three etzpa of the corner of the beged. Ask the Gemara, lememra, based on what we just learned, ask the Gemara, does that mean that isla shura, that there's a shear to the length of the tzitzis? For minu, ask the Gemara, have we not learned, ask the Gemara, a different brisa? Because ask the Gemara, the brisa says, tzitzis, what does the word tzitzis mean? Eliyotze. As we've been learning, as we know, the tzitzis come out from the corner of the beged. Vein tzitzis, elamashahu. And the brisa continues to tell us that the tzitzis take up only a mashahu, says the Gemara, k'fa alu. Zikne beishamay zikne beisel aliyus yachim ben beseira. The zikne beishamay zikne beisel met in the attic of the home of yachim ben beseira. Vamru, and they all determined that tzitzis ein la shir ki yotzbay ein lulav ein by shir. So says the Gemara. Does the brisa not mean that shein lo klal, that there is no shir to tzitzis? So we now have a question. That in our shir today, we've been discussing what is the shir of the tzitzis, Beshamai's opinion and Beisel's opinion, but ask the Gemara, isn't it taught there that it has no shir at all? Says the Gemara, loy, that wasn't what the Braisa meant to say. What the Braisa meant to say was, ein la shir lamala, there is no maximum. You can make long strands for your tzitzis. However, yesh la shir lamata, there is a minimum, and that's what we've been discussing in our shir, three etzpos, four etzpos, etc. And says the Gemara, the Eloi Temachi, for if you are not going to hold that way, the Braisa said, ki yotzba, the Braisa compared the halacha of the lulav to the halacha of the tzitzis. Lulav ein l'shir. So says the Gemara, hachinami, are you going to suggest, dein l'shir klal, that there's no shir to the size of a lulav? But ask the Gemara Vatanan, have we not learned in the Mishnah Masechta Sukkah Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, lulav sheyesh b'shlosha tefachim kedei le'ananei ba, if the lulav is at least three tefachim, that you could shake it, it's long enough to be shaked, the kosher. Ella, so we see that a lulav does have a minimum shear. What must we say? Ela shilamala, there is no maximum. Avayeshla shilamata, there is a minimum when we speak about the lulav. Says the Gemara, hachnami, the same will be when we speak about the tzitzis. Ela shilamala, the tzitzis could be very long. Avayeshla shilamata, but as Beisham and Beisela have been telling us in our shir today, there is a minimum shir to the tzitzis. Tanar Abonim, the pasuk says in the parasha tzitzis, v'asu lehem tzitzis, that we should make tzitzis, vein tzitzis elef anaf. The tzitzis have to come out separately from the corner. Keno oimer, v'kocheni betzitzis roishi. The Navi in Yecheskel says that there was a hand that came out and grabbed him by the hair of his head. And just like there, the hair is separate. So too, here we had separate strands. And therefore, Amar Baya tells us the halach is, v'tzorach lefrudai, we have to separate the tzitzis, kiktsusa deramoi. Just like the hair of long hair of somebody's wearing has to be separated, here too it has to be separated. In fact, the Torah says that the name that tzitzis have, that they are called tzitzis, is because they represent, as we've been learning, separate strands. And the Shulchan Aruch, indeed, Paskins and Aruchayim Simen Ches Sev Zayin, the one should separate the strands of the tzitzis, each one. So the Beis Yosef, quoting the Baal Iter, actually says that the main point of separating the tzitzis is to separate the white threads from the tchelus threads. And the Magen Avraham, and therefore, according to Beis Yosef, where nowadays we don't wear tchelus, the entire concern of separation is not that significant. And therefore, says the Magen Avraham, let's say somebody came to shul late and they're davening already, he should not separate the tzitzis, he should just get to davening. The Bi'ah Gra says that the acquainted Bala Iter, indeed the main thing is to separate the white thread from the blue threads. The Gra, however, says that that's the opinion of the Bala Iter. But he says that the Shulchan Aruch is telling us a separate din, that one has to separate all the tzitzis, separate them. And Bi'ah Loch, in fact, indicates that before one separates the strands, he should not make a bracha. The Chazon Ish disagrees. The Chazon Ish says, of course, it's appropriate to separate the tzitzis, the tzitzis strands, but points out the Chazon Ish, that's only because it's a noy mitzvah. It's only a nice way. It's only to show the tzitzis are nice when you separate them, but not that it's actually required, and that if you didn't do it, you can't make a bracha. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, the Brisa teaches us, Hitel ala Karen, if somebody put the tzitzis right on the corner of the beged, Oy ala Gdil, that or you put it on any threads that are found at the on the bottom of the beged that they used to put in an extra thread to strengthen the beged, Kshera. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that it's possible. Says the Gemara, Kamanaz Lahada Omer of Gidla Marav, the tzitzis have to overhang on the beged within three etzbos. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Vasalam tzitzis al kanfe bigdeim. So for al kanfe bigdeim, we learn that the tzitzis have to be on the beged itself. Says the Gemara, Kaman, whose opinion does that represent? Says the Gemara, represents the opinion of Elazar ben Yaakov, that it should not be all the way at the bottom at the corner. Omer, Rav Yaakov, Tzorach, Shiyachik, Meloy Kesha Godel. You have to separate the whole of the tzitzis from the bottom of the beged, the amount of the joint of the thumb. It's, even though we just learned before, asked the Gemara, that it has to be within three etzbos. So the Gemara's question is, why do we have these two different statements about the same halacha. Answers the Gemara, v'tzricha v'tzrich the Reb Papa, v'tzrich the Reb Yaakov. We need to have the halacha Reb Papa taught us, and we need to have the halacha that Reb Yaakov taught us. And the Gemara explains itself. Dima the Reb Papa, if we only had what Reb Papa taught us, have a mina that we would think toch shalish. What does it mean that we say that the tzitzis have to be put within three etzbos of the corner, the loylarchik tfei? It should not be further than three etzbos from the corner. The kama de markiv mali. What that really means to say, the closer you get to the corner, the better. That's why it's ruch to Rav Yaakov. That's why we had to have what Rav Yaakov taught us. Vi Rav Yaakov have a mina k'may gasha gadol. We should not have more than that joint, the loylarchik tfei. And that's the minimum distance. But if you make it further, it's even better. Kama derachik mali, if you make it further, it's even better. That's why tzricha to teach us that, no, you should have it not right on the corner. Three etzbos is the spot, right spot. Says the Gemara, Ravina, Rav Sama Aviasi Kameh Ravashi. Ravina Rav Sama was sitting in front of Ravashi, and says the Gemara, Chazi Rav Samuel Karli the Glim de Ravina. He saw the corner of the Begid of Ravina, the Sasser Ubotsa Malay Kasha Gadol, that it was got ripped, and there was less than that joint shear from the tzitzis to the corner. Amalei, so Rav Samuel said to Ravina, Le Savle Mar, Lahad de Rav Yaakov, do you not agree with Rav Yaakov taught us that we have to have it at least a Malay Kasha Gadol away? Says the Gemara, what I understood the halacha to mean is b'shas asiya itma. When the tzitzis are put on the begid, that's when that halacha applies. But it doesn't apply throughout the entire time that you're wearing the tzitzis. And the Levush explains, because the pasuk that we're learning these halachas from are from the words al-kafei b'gdeyem, and that parsha begins with the words v'asulam tzitzis. So since it begins with the words Al-Kafe Bigdayam, he took it to mean that Vaslam Tzitzis, when does this halacha apply? When Vaslam Tzitzis, when you're putting on the tzitzis, but not necessary for an entire duration that you have the tzitzis. Ichsif, so Rav Sama got embarrassed that he wasn't aware of this halacha. Amalei Rav Ashi and Rav Ashi said to Rav Sama, "Leitifkalon, chad minai ketreminon. Don't be upset, because the Talmid Chachamim of Eretz Yisrael is very significant. There, every one Talmid Chach from Eretz Yisrael is equal to two Talmid Chachamim from Bavel, and Ravina is from Eretz Yisrael, and you are from Bavel, and therefore that the fact that he was so much better versed in Dalacha is not something to be offended by, as the Gemara says that Avira the Ara Machim, Eretz Yisrael makes people very wise, and that's why he is so much greater in his Torah learning than you are. Another pshat that the Rivash suggests is in Bavo they learned more Be'in, and in Eretz Yisrael they learned more Be'kias, and that's why they knew so much more. And that's why he goes on to say that if you have a Talmud Chacham that comes from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, so then he attains both qualities, the Iyan and the Bekiyas, and they become incredible Talmud Chacham. Says the Marav, Acha by Yaakov Rami Arba, he put four tzitzis into the corners of his Begid, and he would double them over before he put them to tzitzis. So the way I think the Mepharshim tried to understand this Gemara is that he sort of made a loop that he pushed the tzitzis through that extra loop that he made. Why did he do so? Says the Gemara, because he wanted that on the corner of the Begid that we're speaking about in our Shia today so expensively, so extensively that it should already be 8 strands on top of the corner of the beged. If you do it the way we make the tzitzis, it's only 8 strands after the beged. But he held the ksava bina tamya beglima. You have to have 8 strands on the beged itself. Keichid lahavi, as we said earlier, the pasuk says gedilim taslach al arbitz kafis ksuscha ashtachasaba. Gedil gedilim. From that we learned that you should have 4, and he learned that that 4 should already be b'makom psil on the spot that you're putting the tzitzis on top of your beged. Says the Gemara, Rav Yirmiyah Medifti Ramli Tamya, he would have 8 threads, then a shitzer, he would start with 8. So when they fold it over, you end up with 16. But if you start with 8, you already have that way, 8 strands on top of your beged, and therefore it was not necessary to v'loy avaklahu, it was not necessary to make this loop that we just discussed. Says the Gemara, Mar Brei the Ravina, avakididan, he made the tzitzis like we make the tzitzis. You put in 4 threads, and then you start making the knots and the kriches after the beged. Says the Gemara, Rav Nachman Ashkechel Rav Adbar Hava, Rami Chuti, as he was putting tzitzis into his beged, the Kamavarech, and he was making a brach lasa tzitzis. Amalei, and Rav Nachman says to him, my tzitzis shemani, what is this word tzitzis that I'm hearing from you? Kach amar Rav, Rav taught us, tzitzis ain't tzricha bracha, there is no need to make a bracha when we put in the tzitzis. Says the Gemara, kinach nafshed Rav Huna, as Rav Huna passed away, all Rav Chisda remembered the Rav of the Rav. Rav Chisda came to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Beis HaMikdash to ask a question, a steer in the opinion of Rav. And as the Gemara Masechta Baba Metzia, the Lama Beis of an Aleph teaches us, that until Rav Huna was Nifter, who was the Rebbe of Chisda, Rav Chisda and Rav Huna never were in the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMedrash together. They weren't, and because they had some sort of a dispute, and they never were together for 40 years. When Rav Chisda was Nifter, that's when the story happened. And says the Gemara, Al Rav Chisda remembered the Rav, and he asked, Mi amar Rav, tzitzis ain't tzricha bracha, is Rav's opinion, that we don't make a bracha when we put in the tzitzis on the beged. Ask the Gemara of Amar Bayud Amar Rav, the nine tzitzis by Vikachavim. How do we know that tzitzis that were placed by a Nochri Shipsula are disqualified? Shinamar, the Pasuk says, Daba b'nei Yisrael v'marta aleihem v'aslam tzitzis, b'nei Yisrael yasu tzitzis, only Jews should insert the tzitzis v'loy of the Vikachavim. The Tosis points out that from our Gemara it seems that a Nochri is disqualified from making tzitzis, but a woman can make tzitzis. And there is no rule that kol she'en ablevisha en abesia, that since a woman doesn't wear tzitzis, she can make tzitzis. Because Tosis points out that if the rule were that a woman who's not mechuyev in tzitzis, therefore shouldn't put on tzitzis, then the halacha would be that a Nachri obviously would also not be able to put in tzitzis because they don't have to wear tzitzis. Tosis, however, in Masechta Gittin quotes Rabbeinu Tam that just like we learn when it comes to Hilchos Tefillin, the halacha is that women, since they don't wear tefillin, should not make tefillin. So too is the halacha by tzitzis. Since women don't wear tzitzis, they shouldn't put on tzitzis. The Ksav Sofer says that this halacha is not the same. He says, what is the rule? He says that the rule depends if it has to be meant l'shma. The Shulchan Aruch says, he shekshayr l'asat tzitzis. The Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Simon Yudalid Sif Aleph paskins that a woman can't put in tzitzis. But the Ramah writes, Yesh machmirim shedavka anoshim yasu oisayim. We should be machmir that only, that there are those that are machmir that only men should be ones making the tzitzis. V'toiv lasis kein. And says, and that's appropriate. And in fact, the Magen Avraham asks a question that throughout Shas, when the Gemara uses the words B'nai Yisrael, we learn from those words, B'nai Yisrael v'loi B'nai Yisrael, and he asks, why in our, why over here would it be any different? He says that the when the Pasuk, when the Gemara explains the Pasuk that says B'nai Yisrael v'loi B'nai Yisrael, that's speaking about the mitzvah itself. And when the Torah says B'nai Yisrael, we learn B'nai Yisrael, we learn from there that the women are exempt from those mitzvahs. Making the tzitzis is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is wearing the tzitzis, and therefore the fact that the Torah says B'nai Yisrael doesn't mean that women are that can make tzitzis. Ask the Gemara, V'amai Rumya, what did Rav Chisda mean to ask Amar Rav Yosef, Ksavar Rav Chisda? Says no, this is what Rav Chisda's thinking was. His opinion was that Kometz Sheir Vavakhovim, any mitzvah that a Nochri can do, Yisrael, if Yisrael is the one that does it, ain't Tzarech Levarech. And the reason is, because, says Rashi, because when we make a bracha, we say, Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvayisav. We're recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu infused us with a special Kedusha. But if we're not making, if a Nochri can make the do that, so that doesn't represent a special infusion of Kedusha. And therefore, Kometz Shepsul Bav Kachavim, a mitzvah that a Nochri cannot do, Bishrol Mvarchla, that's why we make a bracha. Ask the Gemara, the Klaluhu, is that a hard and fast rule? Very Mila, the Ksher Bav Kachavim, when we speak about a Bris Mila, that was done by a Nochri, the Tanya Ishem Be Roifa Yisrael, if you have a city that doesn't have a Jewish mile, V'yesh Be Roifa Armoi, and you have a Nochri, V'roifa Kuti, or you have a Kuti, the Loch is Yimol Armoi, have the Nochri do it V'al Yomol Kuti. Why? Because the Kutim, as the Gemara teaches us in Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav Zayinam and Aleph, they were found that they had Avodah Zarah, and therefore we see that they're extremely connected to the Avodah Zarah. And because they're so connected to the Avodah Zarah, we need to be concerned that they're doing the Bris L'Shem Avodah Zarah. Divrei Rav Meir. Yehuda disagrees, and he says, Kuti V'lai Elamai, because he says that the Nochrim, we need to be concerned, will, Chas V'Shalom, harm the child. And the fact that the Kuti does it, he says the bris doesn't have to be done l'shmol. Yet, we know that Allah is b'Yisrael. So we see that you don't have to have, according to this opinion, a Yisrael do the bris. And yet we know that when a Yisrael does the bris, he makes a bracha. D'amamar, hamol oimer, the person who makes the bris mila makes the bracha. Asher k'rishonam tzarech tzvon al mila. But if the Allah you're saying now is that anything that can be done by a Nochri, the Allah you don't make a bracha, so why do we make, why does the mile make a bracha? Answers the Gemara, midi hutam el Rav. This entire discussion is going to Rav. And Rav actually myths apostle. Rav's opinion is that a Nochri cannot be the one to make a bris. Ditmar, how do we know that a bris that was made by a Nochri is possible? Should the Doraba Papam Shmei the Rav Omar, because the Pasuk says, when Avram Avinu was told about the bris, he says, Atas Brisi Tishma, Atas Arachach Rechel Adaraisam. It means only you and your descendants, and not you and your descendants, and not a Nochri. Rabbi Yochan Omar, the way we know that a Nochri is possible for making a bris is from the words, Yimel, Yimel. And we learn from the words Yimel, Yimel, Hamol, the person who he himself has to have a bris, Yimel, to make a bris for someone else. The Pasuk says, Be'etzim Hayoyim Azen Nimel Avram. And the Medrash says, on that Pasuk, Sod Hashem Lireyov Uvriso Lodiyam. What is the bris? Mila. And Avram, the Medrash says that Avram Avinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and who's going to make my bris? Avram Avinu asked, or me, Yomel Isi, because he said, we're learning, Himal Yimel, only somebody who he himself has a bris and is obligated in a bris can make a bris for someone else. Who's going to make my bris? And the Emri Emes in explaining, says this medrash says, Soir Hashem L'Reyav. Avram Avinu was given a secret by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What was the secret that Hashem told Avram Avinu? The secret that Hashem told Avram Avinu was that you will become Himal Yimal. As you're making the bris, you will oath and become obligated in the bris, you'll become a person that can make a bris with someone else. The Kedusha Tzion says, Pshat, we know the story with Shechem, where Yaakov Avinu's children told this people of Shechem, Imtiyu Kimani Lehimael. What Yaakov Avinu's children were telling the people of Shechem, not only does he explain, were they demanding that the people of Shechem have to have a bris, but what they were saying was, Himal Yimael, Kimani Lehimael, that you could only have a bris conducted by a Jew, just like an Al Gemara we're learning that only somebody who himself has a bris can make a bris. And that's what they meant to say, Vim Lo Sishmu. If you won't listen to that instruction and you will still make a bris on yourselves and not use a Jewish mile, then the entire meal you will do will be disqualified. Says the Gemara, Sukkah Masayle, the halacha of Sukkah that we're about to learn support what we just learned, and Tefillin, the halacha that we learned by Tefillin, have a Tiyuf Dera question. And the Gemara explains itself. Hare Sukkah, the halacha is the Ksher Bav Kachavim, the halacha is a Sukkah can be built, a Sukkah can be built by a Nochri, the Tanya. The Brisa says Sukkah of the Kachavim. If a sukkah was built by a Nochri, Sukkah Snoshim, a sukkah that was made by women that they're going to live in that sukkah, Sukkah Behema, a sukkah that was built for somebody's animal to be, Sukkah Kutim, the sukkah that was made by Kutim, Sukkah Mekomokim. Even if it's not a very firm sukkah, it's Kshera. As long, says the Brisa, as long as it has the halachas of Sukkah. B'Yisrael ain't tzarech levarach. And that's why when Yisrael builds the Sukkah, he doesn't make a bracha. Because as the Brisa says, Hois Sukkah l'atzmai, if somebody builds for himself a Sukkah, I'm a bracha ato Hashem al kenem alach ha'olam, shachyonu v'kimonu v'gyonu l'zman hazeh, ba'alei shabah, and when the person comes to sit in the Sukkah, I'm a bracha ato Hashem al kenem alach ha'olam, asher kreshanu, to make a bracha on when we build the sukkah. Why not? Because since a nochri, as we're learning now, could be the one to build the sukkah, and we're learning now that any mitzvah that a nochri could do, we don't make a bracha for doing that mitzvah. But ask the Gemara, tefillin tiyufte, but the halach of tefillin actually our refutation. Because at tefillin, when we speak about the tefillin, the halacha is the psulos by v'kachavim. Tefillin that were manufactured by a nochri apostle. The Tanner of Chinen Aberei de Rava, Miprashnoi, Sevetar tefillin mezuzah shekof and stoiki, Sevetar tefillin mezuzah that were written by a stoiki, kuti, v'kachavim, v'kanani, aisha v'katan, mumar, psulim. Shenema, because the Torah says regarding the tefillin, ukshatim lois ayodecha vayol tetofes bereinecha uksaftam amzuzus besecha v'shirecha. And we learn from here, ukshatim uksaftam. The Torah connects the halacha of putting on tefillin with the halacha of the writing of the tefillin. And we learn from here, kol sheyeshna b'kshira, whoever has to put on tefillin, yeshna b'ksiva can write the tefillin. Kol sheyeshna b'kshira, whoever doesn't have to put on tefillin, doesn't put on tefillin, ain't a b'ksiva. So we see from here that tefillin is something that cannot be done by a nochri. Yet the halacha is, or b'Yisrael ain't tzarech levarech. Yisrael doesn't make a bracha for making the tefillin. The sholach Rav Chiya b'Reid Rav Huna m'shmeid Rav Yochanan, a tefillin shayad, when it comes to tefillin shayad, you make baruch atah Hashem al-kerem al-kha olam, b'tshvanam tzvanam l'nech tefillin. A tefillin shayroish, you say, baruch atah Hashem al-kerem al-kha olam, Shekhisharim Tzvanam Mitzvah Tefillin. Vila Lass Tefillin. Nobody suggests that you make a lasa tefillin. So we see from here that even though we have a mitzvah that the nachri is disqualified from making, you still don't make a bracha. So Rav Yosef said that any bracha that a nachri, any mitzvah that a nachri doesn't, can't do, we make a bracha when we do it. How do we understand this? So now what the Gemara is actually looking for, the Gemara is trying to come up with a rule when we make a bracha and when we don't make a bracha. Says the Gemara, Alav Hainu Tama. This is the way to understand. Kol mitzvah des yosa gemar mitzvah. Any mitzvah that the doing of the mitzvah is the completion of that mitzvah. Kigoy milah. You make a bris milah, and when you finish making the bris milah, you finish the mitzvah. There the halacha will be, even if that mitzvah could be done by a nachri, Yisrael tzarech levarach, Yisrael makes a bracha. However, the kol mitzvah das yos lav gavah mitzvah, but where any mitzvah with doing the mitzvah is not the mitzvah for tefillin. Making the tefillin is not the mitzvah. The wearing of the tefillin is the mitzvah. And therefore, in such a mitzvah, I've got the psul spav kachavim, even though it may not be manufactured by a nachri, the loch is b'yisrael ein tzarech levarach, but Yisrael we don't make a bracha. Says the Gemara b'tzitzis, what is the machlokes regarding tzitzis? If you do make a bracha or don't make a bracha when you put tzitzis on a bracha, or tzitzis on a beged, says the Gemara b'tzitzis b'alchemifkli. Masov, Rav Chizkiya's opinion is chayvus talis. Putting the tzitzis on the talis is the mitzvah, because the chiv of tzitzis is on the beged, not on the person. So the moment that you put the tzitzis on the beged, you finish doing the mitzvah, and therefore you make a bracha. And therefore, just putting the tzitzis on the beged, you don't make a bracha. Says the Gemara, Amalei Reb Matchil Reb Ash, Atan Hochemus Nisanli. You learned this way, that the tzitzis that were made by a nachri apostle, and therefore you had a question, why don't we make a bracha when we put on tzitzis? Harry says, Anon Hochemus Nisanli. Amri Yudha Marab, Menayel Tzitzis Bav Kacham Shikshera. How do you know a tzitzis that's worn by a nachri akasher? Shinemar, v'mat aleihem v'oslam tzitzis, v'oslahem shiaslo acherim. The Ovid Chavim can make tzitzis for Yisrael. And according to that, we understand that why you don't make a bracha. Going back to our original rule, anything that a nachri could do, we don't make a bracha. And according to this, a nachri can make tzitzis. We're learning here that anything that you're obligated to do, you can make a bracha. And the question that the Rishonim already ask, why do women make Birchas HaTorah? Are women apata from Talmud Torah? So the simple answer to that question is that women are not really completely apata from Talmud Torah. Women, of course, have to learn Torah to know what they must do and what they may not do. And therefore, they make Birchas HaTorah because they're obligated to learn what they need to do. They learn Torah, what they have to know what they have to do. That's one pshat. The other pshat is a famous vort from Chaim Brisker. He says, we're not to look at Birchas HaTorah as a Birchas HaMitzvahs. The way to look at Birchas HaTorah is that it's a Birchas HaShvach. We're giving Shevach Vaidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're recognizing that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, the Torah, and we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Torah. And because of that, that is why we say Birchas HaTorah, that we, Klal Yisrael, was Zoich the Torah. And that's something certainly that women are included in. Amar Vidam Rav, when we speak about the strands of the tzitzis, Shosim and Akaitzim, that you have threads of a beged sometimes sticking out of the beged, or minanimen, or sometimes when you sew or prepare the edge of the beged, you have threads sticking out, minahagardin, or when you weave the beged, sometimes there are pieces of material left over. All of them apostle, because they were not put on the beged l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, and since they weren't put on the beged l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, they're pasul. However, mina nimin shera, if you take a bowl of wool and you make tzitzis out of that bowl of wood, bowl of wool. So when you're putting those strands on your beged, you're putting them l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. That's why it's kosher. Says the Gemara, however, kamrita kamed Shmuel. When I said this halach to Shmuel, says the Gemara, Amar, his opinion was, af menasisin, even if you take a bowl of wood, of wool, and you make tzitzis out of its puzzle, because he says, binan tefiyah l'shma. The halach is that the tefiyah of the tzitzis, the spinning of the tzitzis, has to be done l'shma. Shulchan Aruch, in fact, quotes the Mordechai, who says before starting to spin wool for tzitzis, one should say he's doing this l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. And the Gra explains that you don't have to, that just thinking is not enough, you have to verbalize. The Mordechai says that if somebody appoints a woman to spin wool for tzitzis, he has to tell her that before she begins spinning the wool, she should say l'shem tzitzis. Says the Mordechai, the fact that she was told by me to do so is enough that she shouldn't have to verbalize it himself. Rabbi Kivega says that the pasuk says, "Daba bnei Yisrov amata lehem vosalhem tzitzis." The pasuk speaks about amira, where the Torah is teaching us that Vamata Aleihem, you know the Pasuk says, Kai Samal Beis Yaakov, which means the women, and the Pasuk is telling the man to tell the woman to take the tzitzis l'shmo. The Rosh says that we have to assume that if Nochri is spinning the wool, he's not doing it l'shmo. However, says the Rosh, if a Yisrael is supervising the spinning, and he tells the Nochri to spin them l'shma, the tzitzis are valid. We put together the Yisrael statement with the Nochri's action. The Rambam disagrees, and he says that tzitzis that were spun by a Nochri are invalid, even if there's Yisrael standing and supervising and saying that it's being done l'shma, it's going to be inadequate, and it has to be done. Everything has to be done l'shma. Says the Gemara, Ketanoi, this machloikis, Rav and Shmuel, if the spinning of the wool for the tzitzis has to be done l'shma, says the Gemara is machloikis tanoim, because the Braisa teaches us, tzipen, zov, if somebody made the bottom of the tefillin out of gold, or shetolam leim or behemet tmeya, or he used this the hide of a non-kosher animal psulis, as long as they hide the leather from a kosher animal, it's fine. Even if it was made by behema from a kosher animal, it's possible because it has to be done l'shma. So we see from here that the question, does it have to be l'shma or not? It says the Gemara, Amalei Abayler of Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Hait Chelta, Hechet Svislu. He asked him, how do you make the tchelis? Omar, to which he said, Maisi dam chalazon, we bring the blood of a chalazon, the samonim, and we bring certain other chemicals, from minilu b'yayra, and we put them all into a pot, and then we cook it up, v'shaklina porta b'vayasa, and we take a little of this, and put it into an eggshell, and then we test it. We put a little piece of material to see if the color will catch. And then we throw away whatever's left over in that eggshell. And we burn that piece of wool. Then nobody should come to Chas V'Shalom use it for tzitzis. Says Mar Shmam Yitlash. Based on what we just learned, we learned three halachas. The tchelis that was meant for testing purposes as possible. Shmami, we also learned the bein tzvi l'shma, that even the coloring has to be done l'shma. Shmami no tima psula. Ask the Gemara, isn't that the same? Hay no tima psula, hay no tzvi l'shma. That tima is a problem, and that the tzvi has to be done l'shma, isn't that saying the same thing? Says Gemara, indeed. Omer of Ashi, this is indeed the way to understand. Ma tam kama. My tam tima psula, why is the tchelis that was meant for testing possible? Because, says the Gemara, the bein tzvi l'shma, and this is not l'shma. Says the Gemara, Ketanai, this is actually Machloek's Tanoim. Tama Posla, if we did Te'im, it's Posla. Why? Mishum Shanem Kil Tchelis. It has to be made for Tchelis. And Divir Rabbi Chavir Magamulir. Rabbi Yachim and Dahavi Amir, I feel married Sheni Shabbat. They have to have the Tchelis, and it has to be made L'Shem Tchelis. And if you don't, if you're gonna not use the first die, you haven't really done tchelis properly, but, and therefore you can use that die for the tchelis. Yachim Dahavi, I'm a feel marish shenish bar kosher. Your kid doesn't have to be the first color that comes out because the pasuk says shni tolas, and he learns from shni sheni. Even not the first color that comes out still can be used for the tchelis.